Call to order for the Whitney Town Advisory Board for March 12, 2026. Please all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, justice for all. Thank you. Let the record show that Jerry Ramirez is excused from the board at this point. All other members are present. And do we have representatives from Clark County?
Juan Cabascas, Clark County, Commissioner Jim Gibbs in the office.
Okay. Public comment. Next item is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote will be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public items at the time that they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about members that are within the jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until comments by general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium, and clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board of majority vote. Any public comments at this time? None at this time. Next item is approval of the minutes for February 26, 2026. Do we have a motion? Okay, there is a motion on the floor to approve the minutes for February 26, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passed 4-0. Right, 4-0. Next item is approval agenda of March 12, 2026. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion for approval of the agenda for March 12,
2026. Okay, we have a motion on the floor for approval of the agenda for March 12, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passed 4-0. Next item is informational items. No informational items.
Yes.
One informational item, excuse me.
So at the end of the table, there are flyers for tomorrow's spring job fair. It's scheduled for Friday 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. General public are invited to pre-register. There is I could choose other flyers. It has QR codes, the same date flyers hold a flyer. Know someone that is hard for jobs. We have 130 employers that will be here, and over 6,000 open available jobs that are there at the job fair. So should be a successful event. QR code is at the bottom. Feel free to share that with neighbors, with friends, and we're looking for, as of this morning, we had over 6,000 people registered. Yes, we did.
It's a big one.
And that's it for informational items.
Okay, informational items completed at this time. Next item is planning and zoning. Item number one is WS260073, Church LDS Presiding Bishop, waiver of development standards to increase the height of a proposed decorative fence in conjunction with an existing place of worship on 2.9 acres in a residential single-family 5.2 zone, generally located at Sun Valley Drive and East Nellis Boulevard, within Whitney. Do we have an applicant? We have no applicant. At this point, we will place this item on hold and move on to the next item, which is general business. Do we have any general business? No general business at this time. Next item is comments by general public. A period devoted to the comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote will be taken on this. Going back then, going back to the, coming back to this item.
Okay. We haven't held it yet. Okay, we just read it into records. So go ahead and start your presentation.
Should I clarify it?
You are the applicant for waiver 0073? Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't even see a chance to see the staff report. What we're asking for is the
Hey, sir, could we have your name for the record?
Yes, Kevin Reich, Art Studio on the Art Economic Project. And what we're asking for specifically is the meeting house that's just around the corner over here. Has been kind of a problem. I think the small district is something about images that are done in wrong with these people calling. So we're trying to create, you can see it's cut off, but during off hours, a church might be able to close this and the gates and be able to secure the site a bit better. There's still some challenges on the two sides. This is open on two screen purchases, which is lock walls on both sides are a little bit lower, but most of the access is coming in from the streets. So what we're trying to do is leave the gates open during the day, but when they're no one there, they'll be able to just close it off a little bit and have that secured. The reason for the 8-foot fence is people scale the 6, and it's more of a scale over the 6 pretty quick, so I believe our neighbor is just accepting the tall 6 inches we got right here. So I'm just going to do that.
At this point, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this item? You have 3 minutes. No people from the public hearing at this point. I am now closing it to the public. Applicant is presented. I am now opening this to the board. Is there anyone on the board that would like to speak on this item?
So the thing says it's 7.
Yeah.
You said 8 feet.
And 8 feet, yes.
But
yes.
The application
it's
says 7.
7.
Was it 7?
Yeah.
5 and 7, I'm sorry. Didn't project that's very good. 7 feet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's better.
Do you have any pictures or ready?
I'm not bringing it with me. That it's a, because it's kind of a funny exhibit on this application. You would consider a wrought iron fence. It's a tube steel fence with the pickets that are 4 inches on center, with the horizontal top rail, horizontal bottom rail. And the top pickets are just a square lumped in. It's not a razor wire or something sharp, but just a
square. That's what I was kind of getting at.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you heard anything from the neighbors?
No, I've talked to neighbors, and most of all, the neighbors are neighbors all the time with the same thing, so we haven't had any objections to the property.
Okay. And I assume the both parents went out.
We didn't have any name in
Anyone else from the board? Any questions? None?
Just one question. How do you spell your last name?
It's spelled R-E-I-S-C-H. It's crazy.
No, it's really loud.
Yeah. No, you didn't go.
Architects.
Yeah. Right. Okay, no good. Does anybody have a motion? Motion on the floor?
I'll make a motion to approve WS260073 Church LDS Presiding Bishop Waiver Development Standards.
At this point, we have a motion on the floor to approve WS260073. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. We have 4-0. At this point then, based on the approval that has been reviewed, your next meeting is on April 7th with the Planning Commission. Okay? Okay? You know, it really just all worked out. You're welcome. You too. Our next is general business, and again, we have no general business. And last one is next item is comments for general public, period devoted to comments by the general public about matters that are relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote will be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name, address, please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by chairperson or the board by majority vote. Do we have any comments from the general public? No comments at this time. Next meeting is April 2nd, 2026, unless otherwise posted. And at this time, we are adjourned.
Happy Easter.
Yes, it is. It's coming around.